T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
The iconic series Unsolved Mysteries is back this summer with 6 all-new episodes on Netflix. Joining us is Terry Dunn Muir, one of the show's creators. I think a lot of people are going to be surprised to hear that even though the last new episode, there hasn't been one in quite a few years, it's never been off the air or streaming. Why do you think it continues to resonate with viewers like that?
Somehow it has turned into an iconic series that I think is very relatable to people. The viewers feel like, oh, this could happen to me. I think the characters are relatable. They're very real. We've always looked for real characters. And I think the series gives everyone a little bit of something. If you don't like one type of mystery, then you wait and there's another mystery just around the corner. We don't think of Unsolved Mysteries as a true crime show. We think of it as a mystery show.
We were talking a little bit off the air, but the one of the very cool things that you've done with this show is continually update these mysteries, these stories, even as far back as those early episodes in 87.
I don't think when we began the series, we thought we were going to solve as many mysteries as we did. We've solved over 260 of the mysteries that we've profiled over the years. And we continue to update those every year because the original episodes are streaming on Amazon and Hulu and YouTube. We continue to update those a couple times a year. That we feel that's our responsibility to the stories and to the people who are involved in the stories. And we will continue. We're hoping we'll have some updates in the Netflix episodes as well.
So this run on Netflix features 6 new mysteries. How did you possibly decide what to feature?
That has always been the challenge of producing the show. There are so many mysteries that we have gone through, and we would have a team of researchers that would comb the countryside and the world looking for mysteries. We look for multidimensional mysteries where there might be more than one theory or more than one suspect. We look for a variety of stories, anything from a murder to a UFO to a science kind of mystery. Lost loves are a category that we used to do in the original episodes. We look for diversity across race, across gender, across location. We want to have a combination of urban and rural stories. And we try and make the episodes as diverse as we possibly can. These rose to the top for very different reasons. We knew we wanted to have an international story, and that's why we have the story in France about the Xavier who's wanted for questioning. And it's just about trying to give the audience a variety.
I think a lot of fans of the original shows will be really happy to know that there is an episode featuring UFOs.
Uh-huh.
Because the paranormal was always that interesting little bit of the show that some people thought came out of left field. I mean, I know a lot of people still talk about the Bigfoot episode.
Uh-huh.
Did you feel that, you know, that would be sticking true with what the show is?
With the Netflix episodes, we wanted to provide a variety of the same categories as we did with the original episodes. And the paranormal was always very popular with many people. The ghosts, paranormal, the creature, we call them creature stories. It's all about the variety, I would say.
I know that a lot of people associate the older episodes with Robert Stack. Is there a new face for the series on Netflix?
That was a tough decision that we had to make. Should we have a host or shouldn't we have a host? We decided for 2 reasons to not have a host or a narrator for the Netflix episodes. Bob Shue's would be very, very hard to fill. He's an icon in, you know, of unsolved mysteries. And we were wondering, would anyone even want to try and fill his shoes if we were to approach any other talent? That was one question. But we also, I think in the more contemporary documentary world now, we wanted the people whose mysteries these are to be the storytellers of their own stories and develop their character a little bit more, to get to know them a little bit more in these stories. And that's what we've done. We don't film just an interview with many of the people in the stories. We film them on the location where something took place, or, you know, try and get to know them a little bit. So that was also part of the decision.
Will we have reenactments as well?
There will be reenactments, but they're quite different than the original episodes. They're more evocative. We don't show faces of the reenactment actors. Still trying to create a creepy, mysterious energy and vibe around the case, but the reenactments aren't as literal as they were in the original episodes.
I know that early on, the show featured a call center where people could phone in tips if they had them to help solve these mysteries. Is there anything like that, or is it completely digital now in this day and age?
Well, at the end of each episode, there's what we call a call to action. So there's we ask the audience if they have any information to either reach out to a law enforcement agency that's specific to that case, or to send any tip or information to unsolved.com. In the past years, since we no longer have the telecenter, all our tips and story submissions and everything come through unsolved.com. And then we are a clearinghouse for those tips, and we get those immediately to the proper authority to handle. We don't go out and investigate the cases ourselves. We just get the tips to the people that need them, that know how to do that. So that's how it works now. We're hoping that there will be lots of tips that come in on these cases.
And tell us again, how many cases have you been able to help solve?
Since we began, we've solved over 260 cases and counting. There's a case that feels like it's just about to be solved that we've been working with the law enforcement in the last couple months on. They needed some information from us, and we were able to somehow track it down, a 30-year-old case, pull up the information that they needed. So they're working that case now. So the cases continue to be solved, which is that's the best part of the show. That's the most gratifying part of the show is the fact that we really can help to solve these mysteries.
I know, having watched all the back episodes, that this is going to be really easy to binge watch in a weekend. Are there already plans to give us some more?
There are 6 episodes that are premiering on July 1st, and then later in the year, there's 6 more episodes that have already been produced that will be premiering. And then we have to check in with Netflix and see what they're thinking.
Knowing that I get 12 new ones coming my way, you've made my summer or the rest of this year. It's been a pretty crappy year. I think you just made it a little bit better.
I hope so. And I hope that we can. And the premise of the show is, you know, perhaps you can help solve a mystery. So we hope that people will reach out and we can have some updates for the Netflix episodes, just like we have for the original episodes.
We've been talking with Terry Dunn-Muir. She's one of the Unsolved Mysteries creators. There are new episodes dropping on Netflix July 1st. Thank you for spending some time with us to talk to us all about it.
Oh, thank you so much.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.